Hello, my name is David Barron. I've been a professional hypnotist since April of 1998 and a student of hypnosis since I was 10 years old. I've also written several books about hypnosis and mind control under my name as well as the pen name of Dantalian Jones. Over my several decades of study, I've noticed there is something that is consistently lacking in all the books and audios and instructions that use hypnosis as a self-improvement tool. Mind you, there are some very good hypnosis products out there, and I'm not criticizing them in any way. What I've noticed is there's an idea encouraged by many hypnotists that I found to be simply untrue. And that is the phrase, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. The hypnotists who say this are well-meaning, and they sincerely believe what they're saying, so I can't blame them for saying it. Please keep listening, and let me explain further what I mean. What you'll get from this series of hypnosis audios will not only topple that holy icon of hypnosis, but will show you how to make the fastest, most long-lasting changes using hypnosis. My understanding of hypnosis is very similar to many other hypnotists. Namely, there is a conscious mind, which contains our current awareness, our hopes, and our ambitions. And there is also a subconscious mind, which contains all our habits, our automatic responses, our emotions, and long-term memories. Many of the problems we experience are the result of wanting to consciously change a subconscious process. For example, a young man may wish to easily talk to women, but the subconscious mind creates stress, fear, anxiety at the mere thought. Many people wish to stop smoking, but their subconscious mind is there creating unbearable cravings for a cigarette. This conflict between what we consciously want and what we subconsciously do is agreed upon by virtually every contemporary hypnotist. They also agree that change happens when we access the subconscious mind, and the change can be fast and permanent. What I'm proposing that disagrees with most hypnotists is their definition of self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis is generally agreed to be a process where the hypnosis subject acts as their own hypnotist by going through the hypnosis process in their mind, just like a hypnotist would. This includes telling their body parts to relax and to give instructions or suggestions that are supposed to reach the subconscious mind and make changes. So when a hypnotist says all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, I ask them to go ahead and hypnotize themselves to forget their own name. You see, what others call self-hypnosis is really conscious state management. Now, it does have value. It should be used in spite of it not being what I consider real hypnosis. The reason I don't consider it real hypnosis is because in real hypnosis, there is no one there to drive the bus, so to speak. In real hypnosis, the hypnotized subject is so involved in the experience created by the hypnotist, it is perceived as so real, so dramatically real, that changes happen with ease. It is hard for me to imagine someone doing self-hypnosis so effectively that they can instruct themselves to awaken and for 15 minutes have no memory or idea of who they are or what they're doing. I know this is possible using hypnosis, but I have yet to find someone who can do that with so-called self-hypnosis. Hypnotists believe all hypnosis is self-hypnosis for several reasons. First, it puts their hypnosis subject at ease from believing that they are going to be influenced to do something bad. It is also true that for the subject to enter hypnosis, they must follow the hypnotist's instructions. But that really describes compliance, not hypnosis. What I've concluded over my nearly 20 years of practice is that real hypnosis happens when the instructions are given and followed by the subconscious mind without any intervention from the conscious mind. That doesn't mean that the conscious mind is not aware, or it doesn't mean that it doesn't remember the experience. In fact, it usually does remember everything. It just seems to be so real, such a real experience, that it doesn't try to control what is happening. Instead of saying all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, I would say that all hypnosis begins with compliance. You can try to accomplish what other people consider self-hypnosis, but I want to propose a faster and more direct way to make dramatic changes, and every aspect of this is in your complete control. The solution for you is to learn how to enter that very most profound hypnotic state and then play a hypnosis recording that you have made with all the changes that are needed. The purpose of this audio series is to teach you how to enter that very deep hypnosis state at will, where there is only the subconscious mind present. The result will be, when you awaken, you will be different. So be careful what you want to change. But changing in this way is exciting. You're going to learn how to become one of the rarest types of hypnosis subjects, the super somnambulist. A super somnambulist is the kind of hypnosis subject every hypnotist wants. They go into hypnosis quickly, they accept all the instructions, and the changes are permanent and lasting. In my experience, these super somnambulists are the most emotionally healthy and successful people I've met. Because whether they know it or not, they found a way to make very rapid and sometimes dramatic changes when they need to. Now, this is a testament to how they can communicate so well with their subconscious mind. How you will learn to gain this power is through a series of guided hypnosis processes that progress you to that very deepest state of hypnosis. Throughout this series, you'll learn how to create hypnotic phenomena such as catalepsy, the inability to move. You'll learn how to hallucinate whatever you want. You'll learn how to create an incredible, wonderful set of feelings at will. And as a test, if you want, you'll learn how to forget your name, your identity, for a short period of time. Now, all of this will be completely under your control just to prove to yourself the incredible things that are possible with real hypnosis. Before you start, it's a good idea to begin thinking of the changes you want to make and the kind of personal hypnosis audios you will make for yourself. So get a paper and a pen out. And be ready to write down any ideas of changes that you want to make for yourself. Also, understand that before we go any further, I want this to be both fun and easy for you. There are some very specific ways of making going into hypnosis easy, fast, and enjoyable. I'm going to go through each of these, so if you want to write them down and listen to them again, it will only help you. And make the whole thing as enjoyable as possible. First, I highly recommend that you do each hypnosis session every day and on an empty stomach and seated in a comfortable chair. In other words, not laying down. This is to keep you from going asleep. Also, remember you're being given instructions, not suggestions. A suggestion implies that you don't have to follow it, but an instruction tells you what to do in order to get a result. Each instruction is there for a purpose, like cooking a recipe. If you follow the instruction, you will get the result you want. Another point. Many hypnotists use the word deeper without explaining what deeper means. Now, for the sake of clarity, deeper simply means to focus more enjoyably. Thus, going deeper than you are at any moment is more enjoyable than you were at that moment. There is no end to how deep you can go and how much better you can feel. That's the great news. With this simple understanding to focus more enjoyably, you can reach a laser-like focus, so enjoyable and so intense, you'll love returning to experience it again and again. The second way to make this easier is to demonstrate all the outward qualities of hypnosis. Now, by following the hypnotist's instructions, you're creating an internal state which shows itself outwardly. That's how a hypnotist knows that you're in hypnosis. You can also duplicate the external appearance of hypnosis and work inward toward a deep hypnotic state. When you start any hypnosis process, begin by duplicating those behaviors to the very best of your ability. As I describe them, just picture yourself in your mind showing these qualities. First, there is a calmness. A calmness so still, movement becomes minimal and even difficult. This is referred to as economy of motion. A head nod is possible when asked, but it is very small, unlike the fully conscious type of head nod. This is important because even though this is a recording, you will be asked to move your head to yes-no questions. Next, there should be a complete absence of movements like scratching or adjusting the body or clearing the throat. The body should be so comfortable, this kind of movement is unnecessary. Third, breathing. The breath should be even and unbroken. The air flows easily in and through the lungs. Second, when instruction to make a move, like lifting the hand will appear to move on its own, slowly, with no more effort than is needed. This goes back again to the economy of motion. The next one, instruction should be taken literally. So, for example, a common conversation would include a question like, "Can you hand me the tissue?" And the response would simply be to hand the person the tissue. In hypnosis, that's taken very literally. So when asked, "Can you hand me the tissue?" the response would be, "Yes." Next, when you're instructed to open your eyes, you will look at something with your eyes focused on that spot and not moving or looking away unless you're instructed. It will appear that you have locked your gaze upon that object. And lastly, when your eyes are closed, they should focus very gently upward, looking at that point somewhere near the center of the eyebrows. Another way to make this easy and fun is to treat each hypnosis process as part of a progression. There are 5 hypnosis processes in total. Master the first hypnosis process before moving on to the next, and so on. You'll need to get to the point where you can consistently duplicate the results of each hypnosis process over 3 consecutive days, and only then should you move on to the next hypnosis process. By doing it in this way, you're strengthening your mind. And like strengthening a muscle, you don't push yourself to a new goal until you've accomplished the last one. Doing it this way will make it much faster and make it even faster than you can imagine. Also, because this is a series of processes, don't hurry yourself through them. This is not a competition, nor is it a race. Just do your designated hypnosis process each day, and you'll clearly know when you're ready to move on to the next. Each process is designed to be extremely enjoyable. So take your time and enjoy. Make sure to set aside a time over the next few weeks where you can do a hypnosis session a day, and you'll notice how you look forward more and more to each hypnosis session. This is your first hypnosis process. This session is to introduce you to the feeling of hypnosis and to make it as enjoyable as possible and leave you with a feeling of excitement and motivation. You should proceed to the hypnosis session that follows this one only when you can consistently bring about the hypnosis state created here at will. Do it completely with all the outward manifestations mentioned earlier. To begin, start with the end in mind. Imagine an intense feeling of excitement about this process and about everything that lays ahead. Now see yourself from about 10 feet away as you would be feeling this feeling of excitement. If you need to close your eyes to imagine this clearly, go ahead and do so. Take a moment to get that thought in your mind so you're excited to proceed. Good. Now take a deep breath, and before the hypnosis process begins, start to create all the outward behaviors of hypnosis that were mentioned earlier. The stillness of the body, the absence of any unnecessary motion, the even, unbroken breath. In a moment, the hypnosis session will begin. Close your eyes and focus them comfortably toward the center of the eyebrows. Do all that now, and in the next 10 seconds, your hypnosis session will begin.